This week, Syracuse University is asking students to remember the 1988 Pan Am Flight 103 bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, which killed 270 people, including 35 SU students studying abroad. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, SU's Remembrance Scholarships honor each of the students killed in the attack.
Tulip Hosen is one of 35 Remembrance Scholars, awarded with a $5,000 scholarship, continuing the legacy of the students lost in the Lockerbie bombing. She represents Christopher Jones, who was a junior, an aspiring sports writer, and a bit of a prankster at SU before he was killed almost 29 years ago.
I read letters that he sent to his father for years after years, and I saw his growth from, you know, sort of like a teenager to someone who's now in college. All the way until December 1988, he wrote letters to his father, and I just read the last letter he ever sent to him. It feels like they were right behind us, like looking at us and as we were trying to remember them.
Jones sent postcards home of soccer matches and different locations in Europe. Hosen admits she gets emotional when talking about him, even though the event that took his life happened before she was born.
I could have been Christopher Jones. I am Christopher Jones. He had aspirations, and that was taken from him.
Hosen says the Pan Am bombing brought Syracuse University together like nothing else. The events of this week that include a candlelight vigil, a media terrorism panel, acts of kindness, open mic night, and a rose laying ceremony are meant to replicate that unity. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.